The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 11th of December, 2008. It's the birthday of the poet-novelist Jim Harrison, born in Grayling, Michigan, 1937, author of the three-novella volume Legends of the Fall. His most recent book, The English Major, came out this year. It's the birthday of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, born in Kislovodsk, Russia, in 1918. He fought in World War II and was arrested for writing letters that criticized Joseph Stalin, sentenced to 8 years in Russian labor camps. His first novel came out in 1962, One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich, and 2 years later the government forced him to stop publishing. His manuscripts were smuggled out into Europe and America, and he won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1970. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who said one should never direct people towards happiness, because happiness, too, is an idol of the marketplace. One should direct them towards mutual affection. A beast gnawing at its prey can be happy, too, but only human beings can feel affection for each other, and this is the highest achievement they can aspire to. And it's the birthday of the man called the father of modern Arabic literature, the writer Naguib Mahfouz, born in Cairo, 1911. Author of novels about the lives of ordinary people in the dense urban parts of Cairo. He won the Nobel Prize in 1988, recognized for work he'd written decades earlier. Naguib Mahfouz recalled that the defining event of his childhood was the Egyptian Revolution of 1919. He was just 7 years old. He looked out the window of his house and he saw British soldiers shooting Egyptians who were peacefully staging protests. Went to the University of Cairo, where classes were conducted in English and in French. Got a degree in philosophy, got a job with the civil service, and in 1939 published his first book, Mockery of the Fates, a historical novel, and then turned to writing fiction focusing on the present. Was very prolific. Over 5 decades, published over 30 novels, 350 short stories, 5 plays, and many articles. And among his most famous works is Between the Two Palaces, the first book in his Cairo trilogy, considered the most famous novel in the Arabic language. Also well known for his book Children of the Alley, in which he portrays God in an allegorical way and writes about three brothers who are feuding and who resemble Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad. The book deemed blasphemy, officially banned in all of the Arab world except for Lebanon. Naguib Mahfouz, who started his day with a 90-minute walk around Cairo in the morning and then went to a cafe and read the newspapers. He died 2 years ago at the age of 94. Here's a poem by Jim Harrison on his birthday, a poem entitled Returning to Earth. I'm getting very old. If I were a mutt, in dog years I'd be 7, not stray so far. I am large. Tarpon my age are often large, but they are inescapably fish. A porpoise my age was the king of New Guinea in 1343. Perhaps I am the king of my dogs, cats, horses, but I have dropped any notion of explaining to them why I read so much. To be mysterious is a prerogative of kingship. I discovered lately that my subjects do not live a life, but are life itself. They do not recognize the pain of the schizophrenia of kingship. To them, I am pretty much a fellow creature. A poem by Jim Harrison, Returning to Earth, used by permission of the poet here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzger and Kathy Rauch. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.